All right, our reading will be taken from the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, starting at verse number 1. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it." Amen. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Look your neighbor square in the eye, but point at yourself. Look your neighbor square in the eye, but point at yourself. And as you point at yourself, say to your neighbor, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
I have
the light.
Neighbor,
neighbor,
I have
the light."
Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "I Have the Light." Amen. Now, as we look at this and when we look at this particular gospel, the one thing that John's gospel constantly we hear about is that "I am." We hear about the love, because John always talks about love in his gospel. It is also a gospel who was also appealing to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles that he also was appealing to were the Greeks. He wanted them to understand that, you know, the same God that loves Jews is the same God that loves Gentiles. And Jesus came for everybody. And the one thing that the Greek community was big on was words. They understood what words meant and wanted to understand the power of words. The Jewish community understood what words meant and understood the power of words, but they used a smaller number of words to basically express their views and their opinions. But whereas from a Greek perspective, their vocabulary was very broad and used so many words, but still it all comes back to the one thing. Because when you look here at this particular gospel, it tells us in the very first verse, "In the beginning was the
Word."
And we have to understand that whether you use a lot of words or a few words, that in the beginning was the what? Word. And he didn't stop just saying that it's all about just the Word. We have to know who is this Word. And the Word was what? With God. And what does it also say? And the Word was God. So it tells us in three different scenarios that the Word was there in the beginning, that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So what we're seeing is that the Word he is talking about, y'all, is Jesus. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Word. He is the Word, and he is the Word that was there in the beginning with God. So what he is saying and letting the entire world know is that Jesus just didn't pop up when we saw him. He was already there with the Father. He was already with the Father, connected with the Father, moving with the Father, a part of the Father. So that's letting us know that from the beginning, Jesus was what? There. Because he was there in the what? So we have to see and understand that Jesus was there in the beginning. And then he tells us that the Word was with God. And we're seeing that in verse number 3, where he says all things came into being through him. You see, we have to understand that the Word being with God, if you go back and you read in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, it says there that in the beginning, God saw an empty void. And he said, "Let there be light." So here we see that when the Father spoke, the Son acted on it. The Father said, "Let there be light." The Son went in, got the light, brought the light, and allowed the light to what? Shine. So what John is letting us know is that the Son was with the Father, and the Son was the one that acted on what the Father said. Because what the Father spoke, the Son did. Yeah. Which lets us know that he was there with him in the what? Beginning. And he was the one that performed the actions in the what? Words. So now that we see these two things, The third thing he says in the Word was God. You know what he means here? There's no separation between the Father, God the Father, and God the Son. They hang out together. They move together. They do all things together. And if you don't believe me, go back and when you look at Genesis, he says in Genesis chapter number 1, he says, let us make man in our image. So that's the Father letting the Son know, because he's speaking the Word and the Son is going to act and do as the Word says, which lets us know he was saying that we have always been what? Together. We have never been apart. We have always been together. The only time there was ever any type of separation is when Jesus came on that Christmas morning. Because when he came on that Christmas morning, that's when he stepped down through those 42 generations that you always hear us say. And because of the fact that he letting us know that he saw that there was a need and that the need needed to be acted upon. And the only one who truly could perform that action was the Son. Because who was closer to the Father than the Son? Who could show us better how to live and please the Father than the Son? Who was able to show us how to get through hell and high water except the Son? Who was the one who told us that no matter how rough it get, if you continue to trust in the Father will bring you through. And the only one who could do that for us was who? The Son. To show us what we needed to do, how we needed to do it, and how the Father was going to get us through if we do the same actions as the Son. So this is what we're seeing here. Now, he says again in verse 3, all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being, which lets us know that the Father and Son was always working together, right? And check out what he says in the rest of verse number 3. What has come into being in him was what? Light. And the life was the light of all people. That's where our sermon heading came from. I have the light. And now what's very interesting as I look at this, Sister White, is during the Advent season, Christmas season, we can go downtown Richmond because this past Friday they had the big celebration, illumination, where they would lit up the city with these lights. But they didn't say they're doing it for Christmas. They're doing it for season greetings, or this is this holiday season. But they lit up lights and put all kinds of stuff downtown. And I want you to know, we ain't the only downtown that did it. Many downtowns are doing the same thing. And then as we go, Sister Rose, the Deacon Rose, as we go to the suburbs and the communities, we see folk got their houses all lit up. Some folk really got creative with their light creations, right? Some folks, Sister Fee, got the big bay window in the front of their house. And what they did is they put their Christmas tree in front of that big bay window with all the lights on it. So anytime you ride by, Sister Penn, you see that house is lit up. Not just on the outside, but it's lit up on the inside because they have also have the lights on display on their Christmas tree. And I want you to know, many of us are so fascinated and love to look at these lights that we'll even pay to go on little tours throughout the communities to look at the lights. Well, here in Richmond, they probably do it in other places too. They call it the tacky light tour. I don't know why it's tacky, but it's a light tour. Folk will rent limousines. Folk will rent buses. Others will go on to NBC 12 here in the city and print out all the houses that they have listed, and then you just ride around yourself, burn your own gas. It don't matter, but you're going around because you want to look at all these different lights and how beautiful they look. But the interesting thing about those lights is that these folk are lighting up their houses during this season because they don't want their house to be the house of darkness. And some folk might say, well, they're lighting their houses up to let you know that they've made a transition in their lives. Well, what kind of transition are you talking about they're making? Well, look at verse number 5 with me, because it says in verse number 5, let the light shines in what? Darkness. And the darkness did not what? See, so that's why some folks sit and walk around and have their houses lit up, because they say that the light shines in what? Darkness. And the darkness don't overcome it. But as we look at it, some folk might say that, you know, they got their houses lit up because of the fact they want you to know that they no longer are people that live in the dark, but they live in the light. Which means that if you are a child of God, it's got some significance for us. Amen. Because we're no longer stuck in darkness. We're now living in the what? Light. And since we're living in the light, we're going to let our light shine wherever. But before I deal with this light, Brother Phil, I got to talk about the darkness. The darkness is also a metaphor. The darkness is a metaphor for sin. Because when we are living a life prior to us accepting Christ, we were living a life of sin. Which in essence means we were living a life in darkness. And as we were living that life in darkness, in many cases we were in despair. We couldn't figure out what was going to happen next or what to do next because of the fact that we were in darkness. And then there's still some folk who now are in darkness because of the fact that when we look at the world, we still got a lot of folk in the world who are still in darkness. But let's bring it a little closer. We still got a lot of folk in our country who are still in. Let's bring it a little closer. We even got some folk in our state that are still in what? We got some folk in our city that are still in what? Now let's bring it a little closer. We got some folk in our community that are still in. Now why are they in darkness? Because they are in despair. They are in a situation that's hopeless. Well, do you think anybody would just choose to sell their bodies for money if they had some other options? Because folk who are in darkness feel that their options are limited. So if all I can do is sell my body to make some money, then I'm going to sell my body. If all I think in order for me to make money, if I got to sell drugs and that's all I can see, then that's all I will do. Because when you are in a hopeless situation or a situation of despair, you can't see options. All you see is what's in front of you. And what I see in front of me is that I can make money selling drugs. But you don't think about why you're out there selling drugs. Brother Mike, somebody can pull a gun out and blow your head off. Do you think if somebody wasn't in darkness that they would run around robbing people? Do you think if folk wasn't in darkness that they would break in to folks' homes? You see what happens when you're stuck in darkness? But I want you to know that was the plight of the entire world. That was also our plight. But then again, I thank God for Jesus, who came into this world. Let me put it to you like this so you can understand. Could you imagine if we turned off all the lights up in here, covered all the windows, kept all the light out? Kearney, I know you'd want to leave, but it's all good. You don't got to mess with you, Kearney. You know I love you, bro. I was scared of the dark when I was a little boy. I ain't going to tell you no lie. But if we was to cover it so it wasn't, no light could penetrate in here, it'd be pitch black. None of us would want to stay in here. But guess what? That's the world we were living in. Until Jesus came. He was the match that struck the light. And once he brought light to something that was filled with darkness, he was able to get 12 initially to grab a hold of his light. And then they took that light upon them. And then that light grew. And then what happened was when they crucified him, they thought they had put the light out. And that it was going to be dark once again. But what they didn't depend on or think about, angel, was Jesus said that if you tear out this building, I will build it back up in 3 days. Deacon Pat, they didn't realize that Jesus was letting him know, you can't keep him down. He will get back up again. And when he got back up, y'all, he got back up with all power in his hand. And through having that power in his hand, the match which they thought they had put out had now turned into a burning flame. And it touched those who was his followers. Don't you know that it went from a little flame to a bonfire, Reverend Rhodes? And it went from a bonfire that the light is shining so bright all over the world right now. Why? Because it all started with Jesus. And whenever the light comes into a place, darkness has got to go. Oh, somebody gonna work with me. I don't care how dark it is. Once you put some light on the situation, the darkness has to move away from the light. And the same is true about our lives. Because our lives were filled with sin. It's like darkness. We're walking around bumping our feet and our legs and our head and our shoulders and getting frustrated. But then we had an encounter with Jesus. And through that encounter with Jesus, don't you know we now have received the light of the world? What is that telling us? That the sin that used to kick our butts is now getting its butt kicked? Oh, somebody gonna work with me. We gotta understand that yes, sin was kicking our butt, but I am so thankful that when we turned our lives over to Jesus, Jesus started kicking sin's butt. And through him kicking sin's butt, our lives will never be the same. Whereas sin controlled us in the past, it has no dominion over us, it has no power over us, because we are now living our lives in a manner which is pleasing in the sight of the Father through the Son, which means that we are now going to allow our lights to shine. Why? Because I have the light, and no matter where I go, I will no longer walk in darkness, because I have the light. I have been changed. Anybody in God's house been changed? Anybody in God's house been blessed? If you know God's been good to you, you got to let your light shine. Don't you dare walk around in darkness no more, because we serve a mighty good God. Somebody ought to thank him, because he has been mighty good to us. I have the light. You have the light. It is time for the people of God to let their light. You know, some of us in here don't put up Christmas lights. And you know what? I've come to realize, Deacon Boo, when we put up them Christmas lights, the one thing we don't do, Sister Davis, we don't let them lights stay on until morning time. I don't know about you, but I got my lights on a timer. It come on at 4:46. And at 11:15, Violet, boom, them bad boys going off. You know why? Because Virginia Power is really trying to say to us, go on and let it run all night long. Because Virginia Power wants your money. You see, because the more lights you burn, Sister Freeman, it's going to cost you some. And all they want is your money. Come on and give me your money. So they love it when this time of year comes. And then because they want all the lights to shine. But we realize that we ain't going to let our lights shine all night, because it's going to cost us too much. But I want to share something else with you. You see, Sister Ruby, we have a light inside of us that we gotta let shine at all times, because the price has been paid. It ain't gonna cost us nothing. The Lord done paid for it. Jesus paid it all. So as the people of God, as the children of God, you better go on and let your light shine. No matter where you are, you ain't gonna get a bill for it. But I want you to know the Lord's gonna bless you. The more you let your light shine, the Lord's gonna see you through. The more you let your light shine, you're going to help somebody else. So I'm here to tell you today, let your light shine 24/7, because we serve a mighty good God. Has the Lord been good to you? Is the Lord blessing you? You got to let your light shine. He's brought us too far. He's done too much with us. I tell you, we ain't going to sit down and shut up. We're going to let folk know we serve a mighty good God. Isn't our God a good God? Let your light shine. Go on and give him some praise. Has he been good to you? Has he brought you through? Oh, you ought to thank him right now, because he is a mighty good God. Woo! It don't cost you nothing, because the Lord has paid it all. Just think. Sister Kathy, if you had them Christmas lights on and you knew that it was already paid, I'd let it run all night long. But Dale might not be too happy, because y'all got to pay it. Lord knows I got to pay it. So it come on at 4:46. It go off at 11:15. So if you ever roll by my house after 11:15, you ain't going to see nothing but. But that's just the house, but that ain't what's inside of us. You see, and the one thing I want you to also understand, the reason why he says that light shines in darkness and the darkness can't overcome it, when you take that metaphorically, what he is saying is that I've overcome the sin in your life. So now you got to live in the light. And now that you're living in the light, don't worry about what the darkness can do, because the darkness ain't got nothing on you, because I have brought you this far. I pulled you out of darkness. I'm going to keep you out of the darkness. You say, no, let me explain it to you like this. You see, while we were in darkness, we all did something that wasn't too smart. Because if I use another word, then y'all going to get mad to me. I ain't stupid. But all of us didn't do too much stuff that was too smart, because sin was whipping us. And once we became Christians and gave our lives to Christ, the Lord doesn't hold you responsible for what you did in the darkness, because he's forgiven us. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have came and stretched his arms wide. What the Lord is upset with us about is that now that we're in the light, we ain't acting like we got our light on. Mike, you got me, right? Door right there. I'm just messing. But listen, we have a light. We ought to act like God has done something in us. It's not, the thing is, I understand what we used to be, but that ain't what we were, what we are now. What we are is something that God has saved and delivered and set free. And now that we have been set free, why are you acting like God ain't done a whole lot for you? He did something for you that you couldn't do for yourself. He turned your life around. He healed and delivered you. He put a roof over your head. He's put clothes on your back. He's put food on your table. He gave you a car to drive. He's keeping you in your right mind. He's allowing the blood to run warm through your veins. He's allowing that heart to pump. He's allowing us to do everything that we're able to do. So why we can't keep our lights on to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise? Yeah, we're praising while we're in church. We're praising while they're playing music. But what happens when you leave this place? The ministry starts outside the walls. We want to get caught up in the ministry in the walls. That's a good thing, but it's bigger than that. Some folk will shine their lights all day long up in church. But Lord, once they get outside the walls, Diggin' Davis, Lord help us. It's not enough, y'all. It's not enough for us to just shine up in here. You just shining where the light's already bright. The Lord needs us to shine out in the darkness. And don't you be concerned, because wherever you go, you're taking the light. And wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Now, I ain't asking you to go down no dark alley and just do something stupid now. Come on now, work with me. If the Lord ain't send you down there, don't go down there, Dave, thinking you're going to do something. Amen. Now, but all I'm saying is that wherever you are, you're at the supermarket, light ought to be on. You're at the mall, light ought to be on. Wherever you find yourself, the light ought to be on. Amen. So wherever you go, keep your light on. Because as you keep your light on, there's always somebody who's trying to find their way. But since all they see is darkness, they don't know which way to go. And sometimes you got your light on, but the folk got their back to you because they're in darkness over here. So they don't see the reflection of the light behind them. So that's why you got to keep your light on, because folk are always turning, trying to find a way out. And we have found the way out. That's why we keep our lights on. Reverend Rose, we don't want nobody to be lost. We want folk to know what we know. We want folk to have what we have, because the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. The Lord has shaped and molded us. The Lord has done the impossible with us. Has God done the impossible with you? Has he turned your life around? Then you ought to be willing to share it with somebody else. The Lord didn't bless you to keep it to yourself. I am blessed to be a So it's time for the people of God, Brother Lewis, to keep the light on. Motel 6 ain't going to have nothing on us. Somebody going to get that. They say they leave a light on for you. But our lights are always on, because we want folk to know there's an answer. There's a healer in the land. There's a deliverer in the land. We want folk to know that the Lord can make a way out of no way. I don't care how low you are, the Lord can pick you up. Anybody in here ever been low? Anybody in here ever been frustrated? Anybody in here ever been disappointed? Anybody in here ever been through anything? But didn't the Lord make a way? Didn't the Lord step in? Didn't he bring it all together? Didn't he turn it around? Aren't you here right now because of what the Lord has done? I tell you, there is no shame in our praise, because we know if it had not been for the Lord, there's no telling where we would be right now. So that's why we're going to give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because our God has been mighty good to us. And since he's been good to us, we're going to let our light shine. Why? Because I have the light. And since I have the light, I'm going to let my light shine. Let it shine, my brother. Let it shine, my sister. It gets hard sometimes. Let's be real. But let it shine. Folk disappoint us sometimes. But let it shine. Others don't treat us right. Let it shine. Uncle Arthur trying to mess with you. Let it shine. Poseidon is trying to mess with you. Let it shine. Gout. Don't want you to find a way out. But you go on and let it shine. Other illnesses might occur. Other sickness might occur. But you go on and what? And I want you to understand something, that when you let it shine, whatever is going on in you, whatever is trying to hold you back, I want you to know we serve a God who is a great physician. He is a healer. He is a mother to the motherless. He is a father to the fatherless. He is our all in all. He is the wheel in the center of the wheel. He is the lily in the valley. He is our bright and morning star. He is everything that we need. So I'm here to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, no matter what, we gonna let it. Why? Because I have the